12 lines on the bottom of Daf Zayin and Beis, and the Mishnah we stated, that we force a person that lives in the city to contribute his share of the cost of a wall, the doors, and the lock of a city. And our Gemara begins, when you collect for these items and for the city walls, do you collect it based on the amount of people that this person has in this household? And is it based on the amount of people that you're protecting in the city, and therefore you would base it on a head tax? Or whether you say that you base it on a person's financial net worth, and if a person's worth more, then he would have to pay more, and if a person's worth less, and he's an ani, then he would have to pay less. And Taisus points out that l'chayra, if the whole purpose of having this wall is in order to protect people, so l'chayra certainly should be based on nafshos, and certainly should be based on head tax, as they are the ones that are being protected. And Taisus explains, kiven de'in b'sakonis l'fashos, so lo yazlin on elabas mamon, that since in the case of our Gemara and the case of our Mishnah, we're not talking about a scenario where it's sakonis l'fashos, and any danger was that an army would come, or that people would come from outside of the city, and they would want to steal the money of the people in the city. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar had a tzad that should be based on shvach mamon and not a head tax. And as Taisus brings for the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama, sheyora lechas b'midbar v'amid al gayis mechashvel l'fi mamon delekas sakonis l'fashos kiven de'in hagayis ba rak b'shul mamon. And therefore, we're making a cheshbon as to how much each of the people that were traveling together have to pay. They base it on their money, and they don't divide the payments based on how many people were traveling together. And even though in the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin it states that Baba Machteres nid al Hashem seifai u'mefarash rov time bil Gemara mishum chazaka de'in adam ma'im le'atzmei al ma'moinai, and therefore Baba Machteres knows that potentially the owner will come and try to kill him, and therefore he'll kill him first. So although in Chanami they're really coming for money, but ultimately there will be sakonis l'fashos. Certainly, if they don't stand up against them, then they won't be mazik their guf. However, based on these points, Taisus points out, aval im tov b'midbar, if there's a group of people that are lost in the midbar and there's a danger that they could die, on mahasan machshvinan af l'finan fashos shum kiven the tov ikas hakonis l'fashos, as over there, since they got lost in the midbar, and there's a potential they will starve to death, therefore it's a sakonis nefashos, and therefore not only would we be mechashel fi mamin, but we would be mechashel fi nefashos as well. And it's mashma from Taisus that Rabbi Elazar certainly held that we would be goyvel fi shvach mamin, but the shaila is, are we also goyvel fi nefashos? The Gemara states, Amalei Rabbi Yechon in response to Rabbi Elazar, lefi mamin goyven, that we only goyvel fi mamin, and he told him, Valdazar b'ni, karvel b'masmeiris, you should secure this halacha with pegs, meaning that you should not deviate from this halacha, even though it's against the better interest of wealthy people. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others have the following version of the Shaila that Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yechon, Boyimene Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yechon, Kishehen Goyvin Lefi Kiru Batim Hen Goyvin, do we collect more from the people that are close by to the wall of the city as they need more protection? And this version of the Gemara, Taisus states first, that Rabbi Elazar's Shaila to Rabbi Yechon was that when we're going to say Lefi Kiru Batim Hen Goyvin, certainly we're also going to take into account Lefi Shvach Mamin Goyvin and a person's current financial status. But the other side of Rabbi Elazar is lefi shvach mamon goyvin, that we only take into account a person's financial status, and we don't take into account how close he is to the wall. Regarding this shayla, Amulei Rabbi Yechon responded to Rabbi Elazar lefi kiru batim hin goyvin, that we also goyvin lefi kiru batim, the laws of bnei covered by masmeris, as we explained. And Taisus states lefi kiru batim hin goyvin pirush Rabbeinu Tam v'noisin amniim kravim yosim urchaykim v'chin ashim kravim yosim ashim urchaykim avol ashim urchaykim noisin yosim aniim kravim. The Lefi Shvach Mamin Nami Hin Goyvin, as we explain. And the Ridva points out that now it'll go with Lefi Mamin as well as Lefi Kiru Batim, so Masha Goyvin Lefi Mamin Kiru is the Hashta, and it's based on where a person currently lives, and it's based on a person's current financial status. However, Mikol Mokim Bichol in Yoni Tziba in Lanu El Lefi Hashah, and he explains, Ki Oisin Mepech Shash Atmahin Oisin, as when a person is contributing to this fund, it's based on the fact that they're currently nervous that someone may come and hurt them or may come and take away their money, and therefore we look at their status at the time that we're collecting the money. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rama Deshua Adrabanon, when he was collecting money from the entire city in order to pay for a wall as well as doorways as well as a gate for the city in order to afford protection to the city, so he also assessed Adrabanon and he required them to pay for their portion of this wall and for the needs of the tzibah for protection. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Rabbanu Leitzvichin Tzusa, that since Talmidei Chachamim do not need protection, therefore they do not have to give any share for paying for a wall which is going to be used for protecting the city. Rish Lakish brings a raya, the siv, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Esperim Mechol Yerbum, that when I count them, there will be more than the sand. And Rish Lakish is Medayik, Esperim Loman, who are we counting? Elim Litzadikim, if you're going to say we counted the Tzadikim, and as Tosis says, the B'hachim Ayukrod Le'elmene, as the Pasuk right before this in Tehillim says, V'lim Ma'yoku Re'echokel, Ma'otzmu Re'esheim, which is referring to the Tzadikim, and B'ksib Basrei, and immediately afterwards, the Pasuk states, Esperim Mechol Yerbun. However, Rish Lakish is Medayik, the Nefishim Mechola, how can you say that if you count the Tzadikim, they will be even more than the sand? Hashta Kul Yisrael Ksib Behu, B'negei all of Klai Yisrael, the Pasuk states in Pashva Yera, Kachol Asha Svasiyam, that they will be as much as the sand that are on the edge of the oceans, Tzadikim Atzma Mechol Yerbun. Then how could it be that Tzadikim, who are a subset of the group of Klai Yisrael, will be even more than all of the sand by the ocean, Ela Hachikama, and therefore it must be what the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Esperim, it must be saying, L'maseim Shil Tzadikim, that you'll count the Maisim of Tzadikim, and Mechol Yerbun, and that will be more than the sand by the ocean. And based on the fact that we compare the Maisim of Tzadikim to the Chol that is by the ocean, therefore, the Kavuchayma, so we can make a Kavuchayma, or Machol Shumuit Megan Aliyam, that just like sand, which is so little, it is still Megan and protects on the ocean, that all the oceans of the world do not destroy the world, as the sand creates a barrier between the world and between dry land and the ocean. So Maseim Shel Tzadikim, Shehem Merubim Lekoshkein, Shemagidim Aleim, and therefore the Maisim Tzadikim will certainly protect the Tzadikim, and therefore we see that they don't need protection, and therefore they don't have to contribute to the money that is required to build a wall around a city. Rashi says that we know the sand protects and is Megan Al Yam, and the sand acts as a wall against the ocean, Kedichsiv, Ashishamti Chol, Gvul Yam. They created the sand as a Gvul and as a border for the oceans. And the Gemara continues, Ki Asal Kamid Rabbi Echron, when Rish Lakish came to Rabbi Echron and he told him over his memra, Amalei, so Rabbi Echron said to Rish Lakish, My time, Malei, Temele Meha, why do you have to make a drasha from a pasuk in Tehillim and figure out a kavachayma? If Lachayra, you could have told him a different pasuk, which would have been a much more direct raya, as the pasuk states in Shir Hashirim, Ani Chayma Vishadeh Kimigdalais, that I am like a wall and my breasts are like towers. Rabbi Echron says, the title in the pasuk is, Ani Chayma Zutayra, that when the pasuk states in Shir Hashirim, I am like a wall, that is referring to Torah, and Torah acts as a wall and it guards people. And who does it guard? Vishadeh Kimigdalais. And we continue on Daf Chesem Alaf, Eilu Talmid Chamim. This refers to the Talmid Chamim, and as Rashi says, Alma Itzvi Chaima. Therefore, we see a clear raya from this pasuk that the Talmid Chamim do not need a chaima, and therefore they shouldn't have to pay for the yitzias and for the expenses to build the wall. Rabbeinu Geshem on Zayin Rabbeis explains that the reason why Talmid Chamim are referred to Vishadeh Kimigdalais is because Shalim de Mizeh Mizeh, they learn from each other, Katinik Mishtei Imai, just like a child nurses from its mother. Gemara continues, Rish Lakish Stavla Kedarish Rava, and the reason why Rish Lakish did not bring a raya from the Pasuk to Shir Hashirim is because he actually dashens that Pasuk differently than Rabbi Echon, and he dashens that Pasuk like Rava states, and when the Pasuk states, Ani Chayma, Zu Knesses Yisrael, it refers to the entire Klai Yisrael, and as Rashi says, Kulam Shavin L'Inyan Chayma, they are all in the same boat regarding a wall, V'goydin Atman L'tam V'idu Chavim, as they have to make Gedarim in order to make sure they don't intermarry and they don't get involved with the Goyim. And the Pasuk states, V'shadai Kimigdolais, Elu Bata Gansiyas U Bata Midrashais, that refers to Beis HaKnesses and Bata Midrashais, like Klai Yisrael hanging out in Bata Gansiyas and Bata Midrashais, that keeps them separate from the Goyim. The reason why Bata Gansiyas and Bata Midrashais are compared to the Dayim is because it's Menik Yisrael B'Divrei Torah, as that nurses Klai Yisrael and it gives them the Divrei Torah. Rashi Masechtas Bava Metzia on Daf Kuf Ches brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, B'Shach B'cha Tishma Alecha, referring to Talmid Chachamim, that when you go to sleep, the Torah will be made on you. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, Rama Karga Rabbanon. Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista placed a head tax on Rabbanon. The Karga was a tax that was collected by non-Jews, and it was placed against the community, and then the community had to raise this from all the people of the community, and therefore Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said Rabbanon have to give their fair share, and Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, however, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to him, Avata Duraisa Vadanvi Avaksuvi, by going and collecting from Rabbanon, you're being Ivan Duraisa on Dvim and on Ksuvim, Adraisa Dechsiv on Duraisa, because the Pasuk in Vizayisa Bracha states, Afchay V'amam Kol Kedoshu B'yodecha, and the Pshad in the Pasuk is as follows, Amam Moshe L'Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Afilu B'shosh Atam Chav V'amim, even when you love the nations, and you show them favor, and they have have shlita on Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael in Zagolas, kol kadosh v'yu b'decha, your holy ones are in your hands, v'hein tukul raglecha, and they are set and they are established by your feet, and you will protect them. Honey Rabbi Yisif, and Rabbi Yisif taught in the Braisa, il tamil chom shem chatn ragleim me'il e'er u'medin u'medin u'lumot Torah, and the way that we know that we're talking about tamil chomim, and not just people that are kadoshim, is because the pasuk states, v'hein tukul raglecha, this refers to tamil chomim, that they pound their feet, like we say, they pound the pavement, and they travel from city to city, and from country to country, in order to learn Torah, and to teach Torah. Pasuk v'zeis ha-bracha ends off, yisa midabri secha, the reason why they travel is lisa v'litim b'dibureis of shalmakim, in order to speak about the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to learn Torah. Since the reason for this head tax was in order to afford Klai Yisrael protection, and that the goyim should not come and kill Klai Yisrael, therefore the Rabbanon leitzuchin terusai. Rav Nachman Yitzchak continued, and Navi, and you also Avon, a Pasuk in Navi, dechsev as the Pasuk in Hashiach states, gam ki yisnu begoyim ata kapsem ve'achilu ma'at mimasem melech besarim va'omu ula, and Ula states, Pasuk zeh b'loshen ramis nama, that this Pasuk should be explained in Loshen Aramis and in Aramaic. When the Pasuk says, gam ki yisnu begoyim ata kapsem, the word yisnu is referring to Torah, as in Aramaic, the Loshen Tanu is a Loshen of Shanu that they learned, and therefore the Pasuk is telling us that if all the Klai Yisrael learns, then immediately HaKadosh Baruch will gather us from Golis, and if only some of you learn, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect those Talmid Chachamim. Once again, we see Rabban Leit Tzrichi Nitirusa. As she states, V'yicheilu ma'at, v'afimu otn hin ha-shoinim ba'amim, yicheilu ma'asim melech besarim, you betelim milosis ma'asim melech besarim, they will be butled from having to pay any taxes of the king or of the princes. And according to the way that with Dashin and Pasuk, the Lashon of Yicheilu is k'moy lo yachel diburai, that a person should not profane his words, and the word yachel means to be mevatel and not to have to pay taxes. The Lashon of Masa comes from the Lashon of Mas with the Samach, which means taxes. The Gemara continues, Rav Nachman said that you will eva adeksuvi, dechsiv as the Pasuk states in Ezra, min de beloi v'holach le'shol le'mirma aleim. And as Rashi brings, that yovish tziva as p'chas eva hano, kisha'olu anshi knesa gdeilo, that when anshi knesa gdeilo came back to Eretz Yisrael and came back from Golis in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, so the yovish stated that they should not have to pay any taxes. What taxes are we referring to? V'am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda explains that min de zu minas ha-melech, beloi zu kesef gulgolto, v'halach zu anoyna. Rashi explains, minas ha-melech migvas misim shehim atil tamen al b'dei medina. This is referring to a standard income tax that the melech requires of people. Kesef gulgolto, we know, is a head tax, and v'halach zu anoyna, Rashi states, isuri tfu behemas midi shana b'shana, that they also had to pay to the government a 10% tax on all of their grain and all of their animals that was produced or that were born that year. Taisus explains that how do we see it? It is referring to Talmid Chachamim. Zok Taisus at Talmid Amid, Lefisha Iskim B'Melech Shemayim, Bebinim Beis HaMikdash, as since these people were Iskim B'Melech Shemayim, and they were building the Beis HaMikdash, Hachinami Ein Lahatam Masalim De Torah, therefore we see from there that you can't go and place a tax on those that are learning Torah and are Iskim B'Melech Shemayim. Ayin Taisus V'Holach Zu Anuna, Perish B'Kuntras Iskim B'Hemus V'Tuah. Taisus brings another explanation from Rabbeinu Chananel, as Barach Perish, Aruchais is a Dairin, is a present Lishaltoin to the Gurula, even Makim that travels from place to place, and nascently call ear the ear, Aruchais, that every single city he visits gives him a present, Upurushim Lushin, Vayabi Holoch Isha Usher, which is a Pasuk in Shmuel Bays. The Gemara continues, Rapapa Rama Kariachada Yasmi, that when Rapapa would make a collection in order to build new wells, he would collect from the Yisayim as well, as of course the Yisayim need drinking water as well. But Amalei Rav Shisha Breder of Edith Rapapa, Vidilmalei Midvol, it's very nice that he's collecting from the Yisayim, but that's very good if the actual wells actually work out and you're able to find water. But if you dig wells and you spend money and you can't find water, then although Gedolim could be Meichel, but there is no Din of Mechila by Yisayimim, and therefore how can you take the money from the Yisayimim? On Malay, Sir Papa responded, Mishkel Shekulim and Ayu, that in Chanami I'm collecting and raising money from the Yisayimim, in Midvil, if we will actually find water and it will work out, then it will be fine. Be loy, and if we don't find water, Madana Lenhalayu, I will give them back their money and I'll refund their money. In Chanami I won't rely on their Mechila. Gemara continues, Amar Behuda, Rabbi Yehuda states, HaKola Agli Gapa Afilu Miyasbi, that when building new walls for a city or adding doors to the walls of the city, then you could even collect that from the Yisayimim, as they need Shmira and they need protection. Our Rabbanon Leit Tzrichin Terusa, but you can't raise money from the Rabbanon because they don't need protection, as we previously learned. However, the Gemara continues, HaKola Kari Pasi Afilu Rabbanon, that when digging new wells for drinking water, then you even collect that from the Rabbanon, as Rabbanon need water in order to survive. And the only time that we said this in is only when the people of the city hire workers in order to to do their job, and therefore it's only a question of raising money from Rabbanon, al v'nafki b'achluza, but if the way that they dig these wells is that everyone in the town goes out and helps digging these wells, they personally get involved in digging the wells, and they don't hire a contractor, so Rabbanon la b'nei make b'achluza nenu, then Rabbanon are not people that should go out and work, as it's not covered at Torah. Rashi explains, kari pasya, chafir is bor, lishtes mayim, v'ashem akli, amunach sham v'bor tamid, lishtes boy, oivri drachim, karo pasya, and the kli that was left in the well was called the pasya, and that's why we call it a kari pasya. However, ayin tesis, diba masl, kari pasya, pirish rach, l'hasa gav shushes, murachay v'ir, and we're referring to removing mud from the streets of the city. Rimagash says similarly, l'kari pasya, tikkun rechav v'shal ir, shesham kayvim shvakim, as that is the place that they would convey or marketplaces. Rimagash also states, av rabban lay tzuchin in Jerusa, v'davka tamad chacham, am misaskim v'terasan, v'terasan zu yim nusan, av al ein terasin yim nasay, el misaskim b'milu da alma, chay b'mash yatsib b'mischayev, she'enu mechlau rabbanon, as he is not defined as a rabbanon. And as we mentioned when we learned this Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, that Ritva states, yesh pirshu, the mekol mokim noisin schal lischa poilu machirim b'mekayman, that even though rabbanon lab b'nei meipu b'achluzin in know, but l'maisa they would have to actually pay for workers to replace them. However, v'ani oimeh, the kivinim and hogabal achlusa, v'avtir rabbanon b'nei, avtir l'gamri, therefore the patal l'gamri, and they don't even have to pay someone to take their place and work in their stead. And the Gemara continues, Rebbe Pasach Eitzreis b'shnei b'tzures, when there was a famine, Rebbe opened up the storehouses in order that Aniyim should be able to have food. Oman, he said, Yikonsu bali mikro, bali mishto, bali gomor, bali alocha, bali agado, avla amaretz al yikonsu. Anyone that is a bal mikro that learned Torah, or learned Mishnayis, or learned Gemara, or learned halachas or agadais, has permission to come and take food. However, someone who is amaretz does not have permission to take any of this food. Rabbeinu Geshem explains, bal alocha is zusha shana b'raisis, this is someone that learned braises. Avagav, the meduchta achrina, amrina, and bali alocha is evil bali mishnah, hocha hil vitani bali mishnah, since we already mentioned bali mishnah, therefore tzrich l'meima, the halacha is iglu brises hein, that when referring to halacha is, it's referring to brises. And the Gemara tells us, dachak Rabbi Yisrael ben Amram v'nichnas, Rabbi Yisrael ben Amram, that certainly was a Talmud Chacham, pushed his way into the storehouse, and he came in, and Amoloi, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Panasoni, my Rabbi, you should give me Panasa, and you should support me, Amoloi. So Rabbi said to him, Bini, Karisa, did you learn Torah? Amoloi Lav. Shanisa, did you learn Mishnah? Amoloi Lav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Amram said that I didn't learn Mishnah. Rabbi therefore said, Im Kain, Bama Fanasacha, how should I support you, and with what chus? Amoloi, and he said, Panasoni, Kekelevuch Erev, you should give me Panasa, just like a Kodesh Baruch who gives Panasa and supports a dog and supports a raven, as Rashi says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis to them. Shenema yedei tzadik din dalim lefisha kelim zay neisim uotin. Since a kelim doesn't need a lot of food, lefikach sheyach lasa b'mayiv shleishes yamim, and that is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that a kelim doesn't die. V'gabe oyer ksev lebnei oyer v'ashei krow lefisha oyer v'achzori al banav, because a raven is someone that's achzori on his children. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu mazmul han yutushim mitech tzayasam v'eklin, and Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that these baby ravens have food to eat by making sure that there are worms within that tzaya, and this way they're able to survive. Rabbeinu Geshem brings down, as the pasuk states, v'rachavam v'alkom masav, and Taisa states, kekelav v'cha'irav, k'maisha pirja kuntris, v'hayim d'chsev, neisel b'hem alachma, l'bnei ro'irav ashei k'ohu, b'hemo b'gematria kelav. When the pasuk says, neisel b'hem alachma, it's referring to a kelav, as the gematria of the word behema is the word kelav. The Gemara continues, panasei, so Rabbi gave panasa, and he gave support to Rabbi Yisrael ben Amram, and busted enough. After Rabbi Yisrael ben Amram left, Yosef Rebbe became mitzdar. Rebbe was sitting and he was mitzdar that he gave someone that's an Amoritz food to eat. Woe is to me that I gave some of my bread to an Amoritz. So his son Rabbi Shimon said to him, Shami Yonis ben Amram Talmudchahu, maybe this was Yonis ben Amram, who is your Talmud. And as we know, he never wanted to take Hanah from the Kavadat Torah, Badkuv Eshkach, so they went out and seeked him out, and they found that it was actually Rabbi Yisrael ben Amram, Amr Rebbe Yichlusu Akol. At this point, Rebbe Lamaisa said, I want to make sure that all my Talmidim take food, and then maybe there are some Talmidim that don't want to take food, as they don't want to have Anah from Kavadat Torah. The Gemara explains that why was Rebbe against being Mefanis Amearetz, as Rebbe Tameid, the Amr Rebbe, and Puranis Bala Ulam El Bishvil Amearetz, that the only reason why Puranis comes to the world is because of the Amearetz, and therefore he felt that they were the ones that actually caused this problem, and therefore he doesn't have to give the Panasa, and he doesn't have to support them. or potentially Rebbe was actually making sure that they actually received the Oinish and they didn't have Panasa, as the whole purpose of this Oinish was in order that they should suffer, and if they don't suffer, then potentially the famine would last even longer. The Gemara brings another story, Kahu Demei Kalila de Shadu Atferia, that there was a king that imposed a tax on the community in order to buy a new crown. The Aruch brings down Nignav Neza Melech, that the crown of the king was stolen, Amar Melech Hoyel Pashu HaYehuda Bishmiris Ha'ir, that since the Jews were responsible for guarding the city and they were Pesheya, therefore they have to pay for the new crown and they have to pay the value of the crown. Also, Lekamei de Rebbe, and the people of Tveria came into Rebbe, Amrulei, and they said to him that when calculating how much each person has to give for this tax, Leisu Rabbanon Badon, we want to include Rabbanon in this cheshbin, Amrulehu, and he said to them, Loi, you can't do so. Amrulei, they said to him, if you don't allow to do this, or Kinon, we will run away, and therefore the tax will be under Rabbanon. Amrulei, so Rebbe said, don't threaten me. Aroiku, if you want to run away from Tveria, you could do so. Arku Palgayon, and half of them actually ran away. Dal Yul Palga, and then the Melech already relieved them of half of the tax, and he only required them to pay for half of the tax. Also Hanu Palga coming to Rebbe, and then the remaining half of the city came in front of Rebbe, Amrulei, and they said, Leis Rabbanon Badon, that we want the Rabbanon to be included in the cheshbin and paying the tax, Amrulei, and Rebbe still said that you can't do so. Arukinon, once again they said, we'll run away, and Lemaisa, he said, you could run away, Aroiku, Arku Kulu, and then they all ran away, Pasha Hu Kavis, and this launderer was the one that was left back in this town, and Shadura Kavis, and the Melech said that the entire tax should be paid by the launderer, Arkavis, Pakaklila, and then the launderer ran away from the city, and the Melech reversed the entire tax, and no one was taxed. So Rebbe said, that clearly we see that the only reason why Perenis come to the world is because of Ami Aretz. And Ridva points out that certainly Rebbe would not have said this about Ami Aretzim, and he would have supported them if they wouldn't have another Eitzah. But the Maisa, there was an Eitzah for the Ami Aretz to be able to leave the city and find food and find Panasa in other areas, and therefore Rebbe didn't feel responsible to give the Ami Aretz food. He states as follows, I'm reading Hassan that the Gemara in Bracha states, Kol Adam She'en Lo Bina Asal Rachim Lov, She'en Lo Bina Kani Lo Yam Bina Su, Al Kain Lo Yerachmenu Asau, Ulofi Shapuran Is Bala Ilam Bishvilam, Umiyu Kishi Yimatsi Bim Makayim Sacherim, Vafil Bi Erecheres, Vala Yom Is Burav, and they won't die. Halav Achim Mitzvah Lach Yaisei, Vekari Bei, Vechei Achichimach, Kol Hecha She'en Min, Oy Mishumid, any time that the person is not a Min or Mishumid, even though he's an Am Arts, the Pasuk of Vechei Achichimach does apply to him. The Rav in Mesechtes Avos in Parakei states, the reason why an Am Arts is called an Am Arts is Shiraitza B'tikun Shal Arts is because they care about Tikkun Olam, Aval Ein B'chachma L'havdol B'tikun Haruinin, but they don't have enough chachma to understand what the proper Tikkun Olam is. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Dav Zayin Abayis that stated, Kami Yehei Be'ir V'hei Ka'an She'ir, how long does someone have to be in the city and be considered as part of the city, Yud Beis Chodesh, that is a 12-month period, and Kanabab Beis Dira, Harei Ka'an She'ir Miyad, but if he buys a house, then he's considered like an She'ir, even though he wasn't there for 12 months. And the Gemara begins, Vermini, I'll ask you a steer from a Braisa, as the Braisa states in Masech Sanhedrin, Hachameres Vagamelos, Heveres B'makom B'makom, V'lona B'toicha, Hutchimon, Heim B'skilo, and Moinim Palat, however, Vim Nishto Sham, Shleishim Yoim, Heim B'sayef, and Moinim Ovad. This Braisa is discussing the dinim of a Irene Dachas, and if there's a donkey or a camel driver that's traveling from place to place, and he sleeps in an Irene Dachas one evening, and he goes and serves Avodah Zarah together with the rest of the city, so even though the rest of the city, which is an Irene Dachas, would be Chayev Sayef, and the money would be lost, and we would destroy the entire city and all of their money. However, since the donkey or the camel drivers were only there overnight, therefore they're not considered part of Irene Dachas, and the Chayev based on the Yochid that did Avodah Zarah, and the Chayev Skila, and the money is not destroyed. However, if they're there for 30 days, then they do have a din of an Irene Dachas, they would be Chayev Sayef and Mimonin Ova, just like the rest of the people of the city. And we see that it's a 30-day period and now a 12-month period. And Amar Rav, and Rav explains, Vloy Kasha, Holo B'nei Masa, Holo Yisuri Masa. Our Mishnah was talking about becoming a citizen of a city, and that you need 12 months. However, B'negeir, the Dir of Irene Dachas, it's based on being a resident of the city, and L'maisa, by being there for 30 days, you already consider a resident. And Kiditani, as we learned to the Braisa, Moida No, Me'an She'er, if someone makes a neder, they won't have enough from people that live in a city, Kol Shin Shtar Shab Shnei Masa Chodesh, also Lenus B'menu, then you can't have enough from someone that lived there for 12 months, as that is someone that's called An She'er, and he's considered a citizen. And however, Pachs Mekan Muto, less than that, he would still be Muto to have enough from that person. However, if he made a neder that won't have enough, Mi Yoshva Ir, from the people that are living in the city, Kol Shin Shtar Shab Shleishim Yoim, also Lenus B'menu, Pachs Mekan Muto Lenus B'menu, and therefore we see is the difference between Yoshva Ir and An She'er. B'negei protection, you have to be there for 12 months. However, B'negei, the din of Irene Dachas, the 30-day din applies, and as Rashi Rashi explains because the pasuk b'negiyah nedacha states yosh v'yir, and therefore, as long as you're dwelling in the city and you're a resident of the city for 30 days, you're still considered part of the city b'negiyah nedinim of anshi ir nedachas. And the Gemara continues that the mashmois of our Mishnah is that for all items that are relevant to a city, that a person has to be there for 12 months in order to be chayiv. The Gemara therefore asks, ulchol mili mi be'in your base chodesh, is it true for everything that has to do with the city that if you're there for 12 months, you're part of the city, and less than that, you would not be? But Tani, we learned to the Brisa, that someone lives in the city for 30 days, he has to contribute to the Tamchoy, which was basically a food pantry where people used to actually donate food in order for Aniyim to eat their daily rations. Shleish Chadash Melkupa, and if someone's in the city for 3 months, then he has to contribute to the Kupa of Tzedakah, which was an actual cash payment. And Shish Luxus, and if someone's there for 6 months, then he has to give for the Tzedakah that's given for people that don't have clothing. And Tish Lekfura, and if a person's in the city for 9 months, then he has a responsibility to give money for the collection that's used for people that don't have enough money for pay for burial expenses. Finally, Shnei Masel Lepasi Yair, that someone lives in the city for 12 months, then they have to contribute in order to strengthen the walls of the city. You see that even less than 12 months, a person is responsible to contribute money for the needs of the city. And the Gemara states, that in Chanami, what our Mishnah mentioned, the shear of 12 months is specifically regarding building walls and the other items that are used for the protection of the city. And the Muki Yosef explains, these were ditches that were dug around the walls of the city that afforded the city even more protection. And the Gemara continues, once again, since the Pasir Ir for protection, therefore the Yisraim need protection, but the Rabbanan don't need protection. The Rabbanan, like Tzvichat Terusa, as we learned, when collecting for Shur or Pashar or Tazina, then you collect for Yisraim. And what are these three items? Rashi said, Lashuro, the Tikkun HaChayma, to fix a wall. The Pashar is part of Shahilach Sviva Seir, that was a horseman that used to ride around the city, Lashemra, to watch it for Leid the Mayitzvicha, and also to know what the city needs. And Latazina, Shemra Kli Zayin Shelbnei Eir, he would guard the weapons of the city. V'yoshu Bebayis Eitz Lashar, and he would live in a house that was right next to the gate, and therefore he was always prepared to be able to go into battle and to make sure that people had weapons in order to fight enemies. And Rabbeinu Gershom explains, Prussia, Shekinim Susim, Leprushim, that they bought horses for riders, Kadesh Yetsu Chutzlair, La'ayanim, Bo'gaises, in order they should be able to travel outside the city, to be able to check, and to be able to warn people if there were armies or invading people that were coming to the city. The Gemara continues, Klal the Milsa, that the general rule is, Klal Milsa the Islu Hanomine, Afilum Yasmi, that anything that there is a Hanor from, then the Yisraim also have to pay for. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Ramat Tzedakah Yasmi, the Beba Marion, the Rabbi required the Yisraim of the family of Marion to give tzedakah, even though it wasn't in order to protect the city. And Amalei Abayis said to his Rebbe Rabba, "V'atani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda taught us in Peskin tzedakah l'Yisraimim, afilu pinyan shvuyin, that we don't require Yisraimim to contribute to tzedakah, even if it's for pinyan shvuyin, as we just brought a cloud that kol mislul lislulu hanabine afilu miyasmi, but just general tzedakah doesn't give a Yisraim any hanah." The Gemara tells us, Amalei Rabbi responded to Abaya, "Hanah lachshavinu kavidna, that the reason why I require the Yisraimim to give money for tzedakah was because I wanted to show them chashivas and they should be on the same level as the father Bar Marion, who was very wealthy, and therefore this actually fits into the klal as l'maisa was for the benefit and for the hanah of the Yisraimim. Beinu Gershom brings down sheyu chashuvim b'chol dvar mitzvah k'may avien, that just like the father was always involved with dvar mitzvahs, therefore he wanted to make sure that he also got involved in dvar mitzvah. And the Gemara continues, Ifra Humers imi de Shvar Malka. Ifra Humers was the mother of Shvar Malka, who was the king of Persia. Shadra Anna could have and even though she wasn't Jewish, she sent the purse of dinrim to Rabbi Yosef, Amra the heavy mitzvah rabba, and she gave specific instructions that she wants her money to be used for a great mitzvah. Yasser Rabbi Yosef k'mayim bar, and Rabbi Yosef said, "It was ma'ayin my mitzvah rabba. What is a mitzvah rabba, and what should I do with this money?" Amle Abayin, Abayin stated, "Mitanei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda in paisik tzedakah yisaimim afilu pinyan shvuyin." Since Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda stated that you can't be paisik tzedakah yisaimim even for pinyan shvuyin, shma mina pinyan shvuyin mitzvah rabbi. Therefore, we see that pinyan shvuyim is what's considered a mitzvah rabba. Ayin Taisis, who is that the Gemara and Daf Yoram Abayis will tell us that we shouldn't be mekabel tzedakah from goyim. And Taisis answered, "V'yesh lema the kibbul mishum shloim malchus, that the reason why Rabbi Yisrael took this money is because shloim malchus could avid ravel kaman v'chehichad b'beginu ravel aniyah abdukavim hachinami padu b'Rabbi Yisrael shvuyim abdukavim in the chinami where Rabbi Yisrael did his mitzvah rabba, he was actually poida shvuyim abdukavim umilay tzrich lahachi. However, we don't need this pshat al kipirsha kudris. The rabba the kibbul mishum Shem Shalom Machas, the Kivin Sha'am Lit Lomitsu Rabba, Lay Efshal Khalkum Lania Khovim, the Asa Ligna Dasabrias, and it's also to be going to Dasabrias, Fafil Dait Shlaivichovim, our Mesa Mishalkalaniam, Inkagnevis Das, the Inunami Yadishi Sol Regilum Fansom, Ken Umbanazokim, and Fansania Akim, Ani Sol, and Predaki Sholim. And Taisa says, the Hoda Kobam Mahutaya, the Nod of Shragal Beknishta, and the Gemara Mesechtis Erechina tells us that the Makabal money for candles that would light up a base of Knesses from a guy. I forgot the hustle by Hoya Shalom Malchus, and even though over there we can't give a terrace that there was a reason because of Shalom Malchus, Hosan Taim Mishun to have a carbon, as over there was considered like a carbon, Vamin Ish Ish, the Rabbis Nachb should neither in the Durham and the Doviski Israel, and we see the importance of paying for the electricity and paying for the lights in the base of Knesses. And we continue on Daf Chesam Abbeis, Omali Rav the Rabba Mori, Rav said to Rabba Mori, Minor Milsad on Rabban and the Pidin Shvuyim Mitzurabihi, how do we know this idea that Pidin Shvuyim is Mitzurabba, or Malay? And Rabbi Murray stated the chsiv as the pasuk in Yirmiyah states, "V'hayu kiyomer lecha ono netzei b'mataleim kriyam Hashem la'mavis la'mavis v'ashel acharev l'acharev v'ashel arav l'arav v'ashel ashvi l'ashvi." Yirmiyah told Klai Yisrael when they asked him what will be and what will happen to us and where will we go when we go to Galus, and you should tell them that so said Hashem that those that will go to the death will die, those that will be killed by a cherev will be killed by a cherev, those that will die through hunger will die through hunger, and those that will be captured will be captured. And Rabbi Yechon states, that anything that is further in this pasuk is worse than the previous thing, as chare of kashmir mavis, as dying through a sword, is worse than a standard death, as ibayis eim akrav, ibayis eim asfara, either based on a pasuk or based on a svara, ibayis eim asfara. If you want, I can tell you it's based on a svara. Hay kam minavel, v'hay loy kam minavel. If a person dies by being killed from a sword, then certainly there's a lot of blood, and therefore he'll become disgusting, and his body will be disgusting. However, the body of someone that dies through natural means or through other means will not be profaned and will not be disgusting. V'yibayis kra, and if you want, I could tell you it's based on a pasuk, as the pasuk says in Tillim, Yaakov be'inei Hashem ha'mavis l'chasidav, that is precious in the eyes of Hashem, and he makes sure that the ones that are his chasidim will die a natural death and not through a cherev. And the Gemara continues, Rav kashim mecherev, and how do we know that dying through hunger is worse than dying by a sword? And the Bachei Adid, v'yibayis eim kra, v'yibayis eim asvara, v'yibayis eim asvara, haikam etzar, v'hoidloikam etzar, that a person that dies through hunger will have a lot of tsar, but a person that dies from a sword will die immediately and won't have tsar. Yibayis eim akra, and others say it's based on a pasuk in Eicha that states, Taivim hayu chalali chere mechalali ra, those who died from a sword was better off than those who died from hunger. And finally, Shvi kashimikulam, that being captured is worse than all, the coolest no obey, because there's potential for all of these things. And as Rashi says, Shehu biyada akum lasis boy kol chafzai, that he's in the hands of a yivikachavim to do whatever they want to him. Im lemavis, im lecherev, im lerav. And since we see from this pasuk in the Yirmiyah that was talking about a churban and talking about the greatest perennius that happened to Klai Yisrael, and we see that being captured is the worst punishment, therefore Pidyon Shvuyim is the greatest mitzvah. And I in top tesis Pidyon Shvuyim mitzvah rabba, v'had da'ar ben perek b'nei ha'ir, im meichun seif yateri el lumi teri v'lisa isha, v'leik tani Pidyon Shvuyim, shema milsa da pshiti, v'leik yitzuch lemisti, maybe it's so pashut, and therefore it did not have to be mentioned. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Baran, we learned in the Braisa, kupa shel tzedakah, that the kupa of tzedakah is collected by two people. However, when it's distributed, it has to be distributed by three people. And the Gemara explains that the reason why it has to be collected with two people is because you can't make a position in Klai Yisrael that has less than two people. And the reason why it has to be distributed by three people is because it has a din of dinim mamonis, and we need three dayanim for dinim mamonis. And Rashi states, that you have to be ma'ayin and you have to judge as to how much to give each family based on how many people they are supporting. And Taisus is that l'chayri should also have to collect tzedakah with three because it's also dinin mamonis. And Taisus explains, and since there was a specific amount that they would have to collect from each person and it was similar to a head tax, therefore the collection of tzedakah was a ministerial act and it wasn't dinin mamis and did not need three. And Rabbeinu Geshem states, Nigvus Bishnaim, Mishum Schalekas Lania Ear, Vidava Kotzvu, Shioidin Kam Kalecha Vechot Sarach Litim Kotzv, Vinais Bishava, Vileka Sidur Baalmo, the Govin Isigabai Tzedakim Hem, Umschalekas Begimel, Mapeshi, Kadin Mamis, Madin Mamis, Nigum Zev Nesilzer, Af Michalke Tzedaka, Mabele Echod, Matan Echod, the Fishi Yiru Tzarchanim, as they have to determine what the needs are of these Aniim. And the Gemara continued that that didn't was relevant to Kupitzel Tzedaka. However, Tamchon Nigbus Bishleisho Mischalakas shleisha shegvuya v'chaluk shavim. And when collecting for the tamchoi, which was the actual food pantry, where they didn't distribute money, and instead they distributed food for the aniyim that needed food that day, that had to be collected with three, and was also distributed with three. And the reason is because it was collected and distributed immediately, and therefore we made sure that it was the same people that were collecting and distributing the food. And Rashi says l'fikach in gvuya b'shtayim shleitzdachu l'treyach v'levakish es shlish l'chalek, in order they shouldn't have to be matriach and find a third person in order to go and give out the food. The aniyim were waiting for the food, and there couldn't be a delay in distributing the food to the aniyim. The Gemara now explains the difference between a tamchoi and a kupat tzedakah. Tamchoi b'chol yoyim, that the food pantry was done every single day. It was actual food that was given to aniyim that needed this food for that day. However, kupa me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, kupa was a collection of money that was given to aniyim as an allowance from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. And the Gemara explains tamchoi l'aniyah oilam, the tamchoi was even given to aniyim that were from other cities and not necessarily only from the city, and kupa l'aniyah ir. However, the kupa was distributed only to l'aniyah ir. U'shoyim b'nei ir lasted kupa tamchoi v'tamchoi kupa, that the people of the city could decide that they don't have too much money in the kupa, and they could therefore use it for the tamchoi. And the opposite is also true, that if they have too much food, then they could use it as the kupa. And even though that money is not going to be distributed specifically to l'aniyah ir, and in a case where there are more l'aniyim from other places, then they had to make sure to serve those people, and therefore they could change the use and use it for the tamchoi. And as Rashi says, lasis kupa tamchoi l'chalak l'aniyah ilam im yir ba'aleyem. And when the Gemara stated l'shanais l'chol mashiyetzo near Rabbi and Tam, the echil l'shanais l'aflu d'varishus, that they could even use this money for d'varishus, afagav d'aminu be'erchin hay man d'nadu shragal b'chishto as l'shanais l'd'varishus v'aminami hasa ma'im p'rutus l'zadaka actually boli yad agabe mutu l'shanais. However, mishaboli yad agabe as l'shanais. However, Rabbi and Tam explains that hocha shabnei ya'ir mishana is shani, that since the people of the city are making this decision, therefore it's mutter, lefikach mutter l'shanaisa afilu l'dvarashos, v'afilu ba'u l'yad agabai, and even if the gabai already received this money, v'chein her rabbeinu tam noig, losis mois hakupa l'shoyim ha'ir, l'fisha das b'nei ir, nois noisa, ayin sham. Gemara continues, v'shoyim b'nei ir, l'hasis talmidus v'al sh'arim v'al scha poilim l'asi al kitzatzon, that the people of the city could make tzayim relevant to the measurements, and they could decide on different types and different sizes of measurements. They could also decide and set prices in the marketplace. They could also decide as to what the minimum wage should be for workers. And they also could decide that if someone doesn't follow their instructions, that they will knas them and they will actually fine them. As Rashi states, l'hasis almidus l'hagdil sa'as ha'ir oy l'haktin, v'al sh'arim sh'ar chitin v'ayayin sh'leim k'ren ha'shanazu yoysim mikach v'kach damim, and l'asi al kisasam l'knoises ha'oy v'al kitzas t'vereyim l'asiim midas din tera. And Rabbeinu Geshem explains, v'aschar p'ilim sh'nischarim p'ilim b'gimel p'shita b'yayim, that they could make a t'nai that we're paying our workers too much, and they could actually lower the minimum wage. And the Gemara continues, Amma, we just stated in the Braisa, in Eisen Tzorari Sal Tzibah Pachas Mishtayim, that he now will make a position on the Tzibah that is less than two people. Minani Milan, how do we notice? And Rab Nachman states, Amakra, the Pasuk in Tetzava states, Behem Yichu Sazov, and we see that the Ter used the Lashon Rabbim and stated Behem. And the Gemara explains, Tzorari Sud Loyavdi, that when creating a position of power, you have to have two people. However, it's mashma that we would still believe them, and it's not based on the trust factor, and therefore even people that would be pasul edus could actually be the two people that appointed to this position. And there's a riot to the dinner of Chanina, that Chanina Maisu Mina Rebbe Shnei Achan al Kupa. There was a story, and Rebbe appointed two brothers on the Kupa, and therefore we see that they could still be related. And Rashi explains Haimunim Hemin Yochad Li is Gizba, and the riot from Shnei Achim is the Gavim Nusa Kechadami regarding trust factor that considered like one person. The Gemara continues, Maisurusa, why do we consider the actual job of actually collecting for the kupa as to be a position of power over people? And why do we need two? Rav Nachman or Rav Avua, as Rav Nachman said, name Rav Avua, l'fishim mashkin al tzedakah, because these offices even have the power to take a mashkin for tzedakah, v'afilu b'erev Shabbos, and even when people are busy on erev Shabbos, they could still go and take a mashkin. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that they have a right to take a mashkin? Eini v'aksiv upekadei al kol lichsav. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu remember all those that oppress you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu even remember Gabi Tzedaka that oppresses Klal Yisrael and takes a mashkin. And the Gemara answers, Lekasha, Hod Amid, Hod Lo Yamid. It depends on the person that you're taking a mashkin from. If we know that this person has money, then you could take a mashkin from him. But if we didn't praise that this person is an usher, then the Gavit Tzedakah cannot take a mashkin from this person, and if he does so, it's considered that he's oppressing Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Ki hada Rava achpil Rav Nosson Ba'ami, that Rava forced Rav Nosson Ba'ami v'shokim yinei abav mei zuzel tzedakah, and he collected from him 400 zuzim for tzedakah. And Taisus points out that even though it says that Rava did so, certainly Rava had another person with him, as we stated that the only way to collect tzedakah is only when you collect with two people, and we didn't mention that person because of the honor and respect that we're going to give Rava. And as Rabbi Kvega points out in the Gilui HaShas, just like we find in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara continues and we'll dash in a pasuk in Daniel that states, "V'maskilim b'yaziru k'zeir rakia matzdike rabim k'kachovim lo ilam vaed." And the Gemara explains when the pasuk states, "V'maskilim b'yaziru k'zeir rakia zedayin shidon dinam mislamitai." This is referring to a dayin that judges a proper din Torah matzdike rabim k'kachovim lo ilam vaed ilu gabit tzedakah. This is referring to the gabit tzedakah that are matzik the rabbim by giving them the opportunity to do tzedakah. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we have a brisa that says a bit differently, that maskilu yazir kizera kia zed dayin shadani dinam salamitoi the gabit tzedakah, and matzik a rabbim kichavim lo ilam vad elu melamdi tenoikis, that is referring to those that teach Torah to children, and kagoy man. And what is an example of a melamdi tenoikis? Amurav kagoy rab shumul bashelis, that the epitome of a melamdi tenoikis is like rab shumul bashelis, the rab ashkel rab shumul bashelis, that rab once found Rav Shmuel Bashelis was in his garden and tending to his garden. On Malay, so Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bashelis, Shafka Sili Musaich, did you leave your position and did you now go and start working in your garden? And on Malay, Lav, Ba'idna, Tlais the Shnin, Dlechazli, and Rav Shmuel Bashelis responded to Rav that I'm still a teacher and it's now 13 years that I didn't take care of my garden, Bahashnami, that Toyalayo, and even though I'm taking care of my garden, I am still thinking about my Talmidim. Gemara now asks that if we just explain that these Psukim and Daniel are referring to a dayin shadon dinam slamitoi and a gabit tzedakah and potentially to melamed tenekis, so l'chayiv this is the great schar that will come to them. Rabbanon Mai, what would be the great schar for the Rabbanon? And Amar Ravina, Ravina states that the pasuk in Shoftim that states for oivav ketzeis Hashem shpik v'rasai would apply to chachamim and they will actually have a greater schar than everyone else. And the Gemara continues. Talking about Rabbanon, we learned to the brayso gabit tzedakah in rishayin lifrish zemizah, the two gabit tzedakah are not allowed to leave each other and they have to go together. However, they could separate from each other as long as they're visible and one could go onto a gate and one could go into the store. And Rashi explains the reason why they can't separate is as people shouldn't say that this person that's collecting by himself, his das is to steal the money. As long as they both could be seen simultaneously and therefore people know that they're not collecting individually and they're not collecting by themselves. Similarly, based on the similar chshad, matzah mois b'shuk lo yidin b'teich kisai, that if a gabbai tzedakah finds money in the marketplace, he shouldn't place it in his own wallet, and nisal b'teich anaki shel tzedakah, he should make sure that he places it in the anaki shel tzedakah, u'chshiyav l'beis yitlaim, and then the mice, it's his money, and when he gets to his house, he could take it out. Once again, Rashi says, lo yidin b'teich kisai, shel yomru mois shel tzedakah hu goynev, ki yais b'y, and similarly, ha'yinoshe b'chaveir manu par b'shuk lo yinten l'teich kisai, that if the gabbai tzedakah was owed $1,000 by his friend, and his friend paid him back in the marketplace, then he shouldn't take that money and place it into his own kiss. The Gemara continued, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Gabit Tzedakah She'im L'Aniyim L'Chalik, Part L'Achirim Ve'im Part L'Atzman, that if a Gabit Tzedakah collected money for Aniyim, and he doesn't yet have enough Aniyim to actually give out the money to, then since he collected smaller bills or smaller coins, he wants to exchange them for larger coins, and you shouldn't go and do that by yourself, and you should make sure that someone else goes and exchanges the coin, and this way people won't be able to be chayshish that maybe you actually took a better deal for yourself and you actually cheated tzedakah and you exchanged the money for a better exchange rate for yourself. And Rashi says, "Partin putas shegavu v'loichin dinri kesef lefisha putas shel nechayshis, as putas were made of kappa and machlidos, putas of nechayshis eventually will rust." Similarly, the Brisa continues, "Gaboy tamchoy she'in l'manu l'chalik, that the gaboy for the tamchoy that they don't have enough aniyim to give the food to moichin l'achirim, they sell the food to other people, they meichel atman, but they can't sell it to themselves, once again, because of the same chshash. Finally, moishel tzedakah, imoyin oisim shtayim shtayim, when counting money with tzedakah, you shouldn't count them by twos, ela achas achas, but you should count it by ones, as once again, pen yomru, as people may say, shnayim hu noito, even though he's counting two, vein imoyin ela echad, but he's only counting it as one, and they will say that he's cheating tzedakah. And the Gemara previously mentioned, ul shanoisel chol mashiyetsu, and Oma Abaya and Abaya states, mureish le'avishasumar, tzipi de beknishto, that originally Rabbah would not tzitzit on the mats that were in the Beis HaKnesses. As Rashi says, Mishum de Mazmin Lu with Moisa Kupa, as they bought these mats from the Moisa Kupa, and the Rabba felt that you shouldn't go and exchange them for something else, even though they were needs for the Rabbim. Even the Shamal Hod Tanya, but once he heard his Brisa, L'Shanes L'Chol Mashiyetsu, that you could exchange anything that you collected for the Tzibah for anything that you want. And as Taisa said, even for Dvar Rishus, so certainly there was no problem to use it for Beis HaKnesses, and therefore Havi Yosef, he would sit on these mats. On my Abaye, and Abaye continues, Mureish Hava Ovid Mar, Trey Kisei, that originally when Rabba would collect money, he would have two wallets, Chad Lani Da Amo, one for Ani Da Amo, and the Chad Lani Da Masa, and one for Aniim of the town, and he wouldn't want to mix the two, keeping the Shalom, Lahad Amali Shmuel, Rab Tachlif Bavdimi. But once he heard that Shmuel told Rab Tachlif Bavdimi that he used to also keep two separate wallets, and Shmuel told him, Ovid Chad Kisa, that you can make one wallet, Va'asin Allah, and you can make a Tnai. We continue on Daf Tesa Menav, Iunami, so Rabba also, Ovid Chad Kisa, he only kept one wallet, and he mixed in the money that he collected for Aniya Ir and Aniya Olam, Va'asin Allah, and he made a Tnai. And as Rashi says, at the top of Daf Tesa Menav, Va'asin Masna Mansiba, L'chalkum L'chol Abba, and he made a Tnai with the Tzibah, that he'll be able to M'chalk it for anyone that comes to him. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Ano Asnui, Nami Le Suchna, that since I'm the God of Adar, and there's no one greater than me, therefore I don't even have to make a Tnai, to call the Ka'asi, that anyone that's going to give money to me, Adai to Diyasi, they all understand that I could do whatever I want with this money, Ulamadib Ina Yehibnale, and whoever I want to give the money to, I could do so. And the Ramukh Yasa states, the Ritzain who Ritzainam, Shekala Boyim Misnamdim, Lechvaydihim Boyim, the Chol Kachani Choshebeinim, Shiyodin Shle Esa, Midvoisam, Elamashiroy Lassois. The Mepharshim explained that since Rav Ashi was the God of Adar, so Lechay Rabba was also the God of Adar, and why did Rabba have to make a Tnai? And before we finish, let us go back to two Taisis. As Taisis states, Achbil Ram Nasan, Im Taiman Taisis is, Vapar Kalabasan, Chulin, the Gemara states, called Mitzah Shay Shematan Skar, Ksub Bitsido, Aim Bezin Shalmatan Muzaran Allah, that Bezin has no right to force people, the Gabitzok Ksiv, Kipaseh Tiftachas Yotchaloi, the Ksiv, Kibidal Ravazel, Yvrecha, and therefore it's Matan Skar Bitsido. And how could Rav force Ram Nasan Ba'ami to give Tzedakah? Vaim Rabbi Tam, the High Kfiyah Bidwurm, Kamoy Kafya Va'ol, Beperk Nairish Isbato, the Inachanami, when the Gemara says, Achbil Ram Nasan, it doesn't mean that he actually forced him physically, but it means he forced him through his words. Va'oiter, it's the Hacha Kibla, Leim Shekhoifoy, Sin Agabai, that over here, the people of the city were Makabal themselves, that the Gabai could force them to give Tzedakah. And when the Taisa continues, the Lori Nira, the Bitzedakah Koifin, that Benegay Tzedakah, we actually do force Mashun to Isbalav, as even though it is an assay, and it's Matan Schar B'tzudon, however, the Maisid is alive, the Chsibah, Lois Amitsis Lavavchav, Lois Sitpais, and Lois Bonira, the Hoda in Bezin Mizoran, Amitsasay, Shematan Schar B'tzidah, Haim de Inanoshin, the Bezin can't punish someone, but Inachanami, they could force someone to give Tzedakah, Ayin Sham. Finally, the Gemara Dash in the Pasuk in Daniel, Vam Askilim Yazir, Kazer Arkira, that's referring to a Dayin Shadun Din Emes Lamitai, and Taisis asks, what is Emes Lamitai? Emes Lafuka Dimruma, that Emes is coming to exclude Dimruma, and Taisis explains that even if Edom actually testify, but Bezdin feel that the Edom are lying, then they shouldn't paskin based on the Edom, and they have to paskin based on what they feel is MS. And when the Gemara says, Lamitai, Shlo Yatu Sadin, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.